God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Humility will say, I missed it. I'm sorry. Period. Period right there. I shouldn't have done it. I should have been there. I should have been ready. I shouldn't have done what I did or failed to do what I should have done. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Period. Bite your lip. Why'd you do that? Missed it. Why didn't you do this? I was being carnal. And Amen. Doing some dumb stuff I shouldn't have been doing.
Amen.
Wasn't ready. I'm sorry. Takes humility, doesn't it?
Yes.
Takes humility to do that. But friend, here's the thing. The humble get grace. Whoo, man, whatever you need is in the grace of God. What if you don't know how to handle this situation? The grace of God will enlighten you and equip you and enable you. But you want to make excuses? You won't get it. He resists the proud. This woman could have made excuses. She could have, you know, got upset. But she didn't. And even after they're saying, she probably overheard this. Send that woman away. She's irritating us. She's bothering us. She came then and did what? Jesus said, verse 24, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now that's another way of saying I'm not sent to you. Because she wasn't of Israel. This is another way of saying, I'm not ministering to your kind. I don't minister to your folks. I'm just sent to the people of Israel. A lot of folk, what would they have done there? Now she's already overcome two hurdles. Now three, this would have been, this is a race issue here, a national issue. Oh! You don't minister to Syrophoenicians. I see. Well, let me tell you one thing, preacher. We Syrophoenicians, just as good as you Jews, bless God. Who do you think you are? Not sent to us. Who are we? Well, he's about to tell her. What do you think we are? But instead of going off on this race and national issue and getting their feelings hurt and getting their national pride hurt, what you do? Goes on down another notch and falls at his feet. Is that right? And worships him. You see why the woman's in the book? Humbled herself, making the adjustments, making the changes. She wasn't where she should be to receive when she first came, but she won't quit. How many know faith is persistent?
Yes.
It just won't quit.
Amen.
And the humility is there with it to keep making the adjustments. Show me, Lord, I'll change. Show me what to do. I'll change.
Amen.
Yeah. And so Jesus is looking at her. She's down at his feet, asking him, worshiping him, saying, help me. Now, if there was any pretension and falseness to begin with, I think it's gone now, don't you? I think this is right out of the heart. Worshiping, help me. Please help me, Lord. Help me.
Amen.
He's standing up there. He looks at her. He says, now, you know, it ain't right to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. Whew. Is Jesus being led by the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Is he being mean?
No.
No, he's not being mean. Does he love this? Does he care about this woman?
Yes.
Yeah. But you got to understand, the Lord's not going to adapt to you.
Right.
He's not going to do it your way.
Amen.
And a real man or woman of God is going to be the same way.
Amen.
Because they represent Him.
Yeah,
they're not just going to adapt to you.
Amen.
And do it your way.
God,
I actually had the Lord talk to me. He was real strong with me. We weren't in this church, I don't know, the first week we were in this church. I wrote it down in big red letters in my notes. He said this to me one night. He said, Keith, if you're always giving in to everybody in this church, who's running this church? I said, well, it wouldn't be me. He said, that's right. He said, if I'd have wanted somebody else here to lead, I'd have put them in.
Right.
I know how.
Amen.
I wasn't expecting that. I found out why a little bit later on. Because a lot of folk had some ideas about how they thought I ought to do some things.
Right.
And I had to say, no, I'm sorry.
Amen.
No. Some of them said, well, surely you go. I said, no, I'm sorry, no.
Amen.
No. Some of them left. Some of them stayed. But I'm going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day.
Right.
Is that right? And give an account for how I led this thing.
Yeah.
And it won't hold water for me to stand up there and go, well, yeah, but now, Lord, you know those people, they had got so upset. And they would have left if I hadn't let them do what they wanted. He won't even hear that.
Amen.
He won't even hear it. And you'll find people that really love God, they want to find out what to do. And they're willing to make changes. Well, if we're wrong, show us we're wrong. Right? That's the way I am. Best I know how. How about you? If I'm wrong, I want to know it. Show me. Show me. Let's see it. Let's make the changes. Now, a lot of folk, if they'd have made these first three hurdles, put yourself there now. You're crying. You're on the ground. You're at this preacher's feet. Please help me. Please. Worshiping. And you hear, ain't right. Take the children's bread and throw it to dogs. A lot of folk, that would have been it. That would have been the last straw, buddy. They'd have come up off that floor saying, dogs? Dogs? Who you calling a dog, preacher? Dogs? Dogs. What'd she do, though? Did she get mad? I mean, they could have told him off and told him just what they thought about him and left. Without?
Yeah.
But what'd she do?
Even more.
Huh? She's laying down there. What'd she say?
Yeah.
You right.
Yeah.
Lord, you right. What does that mean? We saw our Phoenicians live like dogs, and they did.
Yeah.
They did. Friend, have you understood about the Lord? If you get real serious about Him and there's something going on in your life that you got to have an answer for, that you go and get in the floor and pray. Go, Lord, show me, what's the deal? What's wrong with this thing? So many times He'll tell you, well, you wouldn't be so fleshy. You wouldn't yield into the flesh so much, and you didn't walk in love, and you did this, and you hadn't sown in this area. You hadn't done what I told you to do 10 years ago. If He says, dog, what do you say? Bow wow. Huh? I know that sounds funny, but what else you gonna say? If He says, Keith, you ain't been believing me. Well, yeah, I have. You gonna argue with Him? You think He's wrong? You think He's mistaken? What should you do? This makes the difference whether you receive or whether you don't. It's not right to throw it to the dogs. She said, truth, Lord. Truth. But you know, the little dogs get crumbs. How come her to think of that? How in the world would she? Because Mark said, Jesus said, for this saying, for what you just said, devil's gone out of your daughter. For this saying. Where'd she get that saying? Holy Ghost gave it to her.
Amen.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Why? Because she had faith. She had humility. And she had faith that wouldn't quit. That came up in her heart while she's laying down there. She's willing. You say we're dogs? Okay. All right. And then this came up. But puppies get crumbs. Don't they? I believe a big smile came across the Lord's face. Because she is in position to receive.
Yes, sir.
She has made the changes necessary. She has made the adjustments. He looked at her. He said, woman, You got great faith, gal. This is not a Jewish proselyte. This is a Syrophoenician. You talk about a wild living woman. But how many know you can change? You can humble your heart. You can repent. You can come to God. You can get serious with God. You can change so much in one afternoon that your life is forever on a different course.
Amen.
He said, woman, great is your faith. Be it to you even as you will. How many believe there was power that flew out of that place and went and found that little daughter? Huh? How many believe Holy Ghost power swept into that one where they had been all this wild, devilish stuff? The Holy Ghost came in there and devils flew out the windows.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hey, couldn't get out of there fast enough. And this little old gal kicks and goes, wow, glory to God. And peace filled up that room.
Amen.
And healing came into her body.
Yes.
And the damage that had been done was restored.
Thank God.
Oh, hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Great is your faith. Be it to you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Happened right then when those words came out of Jesus' mouth. Be it just like you want it. Be it as you will. Why? Because her faith and her humility had got her to that place. Well, friend, you and I that are born again are not in the same place of this woman being outside the covenant. We are in the covenant. Now, you got to be willing to make adjustments just like her if you've made mistakes and if you should make adjustments. But at the same time, healing is the children's bread. You're one of the children.
Amen.
You're not outside the covenant. You are a child of God. You are a child of the kingdom. Did Jesus call healing the children's bread? Didn't even call it the children's dessert. Bread's a staple. It's what you ought to have. Should all the children have bread? Then all the children should be healed. And listen to this, friend. This woman had enough realization by the Holy Ghost to say, you know, you're right, you're right. We outside the covenant. We live like dogs, but puppies get crumbs. That's all I need. Just give me some of the, give me some of that healing bread crumbs. Give me a little pinch off the corner there. How much healing power does it take? Crumbs, healing crumbs, got this woman's daughter delivered from a spirit and healed.
Amen.
Wonder what a slice would do for you.
Oh.
Wonder what half a loaf would do for you. It's ours. Healing is the children's bread. Belongs to us. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Syrophoenician Woman's Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R815. That's R815, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.